This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode. Hand, foot, and fucking mouth. This is Linz.
Hi. This is Russ.
We're back for another week, and our year-and-a-half-old daughter has hand, foot, and fucking mouth.
And butt.
yeah, that's what all doctors say, that butt should be in there too. But I am up to my freaking ears with this crap at this point. It never fails. We are on, what, sickness number 3 this summer?
Well, I mean, every Friday it seems like she has something new.
Yes, it never fails. It's driving me absolutely insane. And now hand, foot, mouth. Really?
Yeah, and it's not good. She's teething. She has hand, foot, mouth. Yeah. She's not very happy.
No, she's not happy. And then mama's got a cold, so the house looks like crap. And then daddy...
It always looks like crap.
Oh.
Boom.
Really? Really?
Oh, my God.
Okay. So that's how we're going to start this one, huh?
Okay, yeah. So, yeah.
Uh-huh. I believe it is my birthday month, so I think...
Month.
Exactly. So I think you stepping up a little bit might be in order, since mama's sick, baby's sick.
You're not sick.
Oh, really?
No, you're not.
No?
You're good.
Oh, yeah. I'm just coughing up nasty stuff. Oysters. Yeah. Went there.
That's gross.
Uh-huh.
I don't think anybody wants to hear that.
I might have to disinfect our microphones when I'm done.
Your microphone. Don't touch mine.
So... Yeah, little Miss thing here, our little year-and-a-half-old daughter, is sick again. So if we have to pause this during our little broadcast, then, you know why. She is just not happy.
Nope.
But like I said, it is still my birth month. Ha, ha, ha. All month of August is going to be my birth month, and I'm going to say it on every podcast. Ha, ha, ha. But I've realized as I've gotten older that I have no clue what I want. Like I really have no idea what to tell people to get me, because it's all things that can't be given, you know?
For your birthday.
Yeah, for my birthday. It's all things that can't be given. Like, it's things that I want done with a house, or it's, you know, honestly really big price items that you never want to really ask.
Yeah, but the best thing to get is money.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but I don't know, I feel like when, even like for Christmas or for like, you know, somebody else's birthday, whatever, giving money is so impersonal, like it takes away like the thoughtfulness of the gift. It's like, then why even give it? Why am I giving you money if all you're going to do is give me a present and or money? Then it kind of washes it out.
Well, so how about everybody just stops giving each other things?
I'm with that.
Because honestly, you're here, I buy you something, you buy me something. How about we all just buy ourselves something?
Yeah. No, I'm with that. I'm totally with that. Because then you take away the stress.
I get exactly what I want.
Exactly.
You get exactly what you want, and everybody's happy.
Yep, because I have to go to you. What do you want?
I don't know. Just buy me some. Don't get me anything.
Exactly. Oh, don't get me started on that. I hate when people say nothing. It's like, I'm going to get you something. So you either tell me what you want, or I'm going to get you something that you possibly don't want. You're going to return it and get something you wanted anyways. So either tell me, or, I'm just going to give you money, but then that makes it totally impersonal to me. So I don't know. I feel like as I've gotten older, I've realized that this whole idea of gift giving is a wash at this point, you know?
A little bit.
I don't know.
So what we got going on here?
I also wanted to kind of circle back around to... the Olympics. Let's go there again.
Oh no.
It's also all for the month of August there, love. So
it's
we're
not
gonna be,
over yet.
No, it is not over until the fat lady sings.
I've heard I'd rather listen or see other stuff than this garbage.
Are you serious?
Now. The Olympics are boring.
No, they are not. Summer Olympics are awesome.
No, I'd rather watch Winter Olympics.
No, you can't get anything better than Michael Phelps, Missy Franklin, the other girl swimmer.
Bless you.
Lochte. You have, all these amazing people.
It's boring.
Whatever. You like it.
The pool is green, and it supposedly smells like farts.
Nuh-uh. Did they say that?
That's what I heard. They got to drain it.
Really?
Because visibility is bad.
Really?
Yes.
Although I heard some of the divers, I read an article where it said some of the divers said that because the pool is a different color, it makes the differentiation as they're diving between sky and pool a lot easier.
So oh, I that believe way that. They
can target easier.
Yeah, I believe that, but they're jumping in
nasty. Zika.
They're jumping oh, in Zika water.
Stop it. It is not Zika water. Don't even get me started.
Yeah, but you know, it's stupid. People have this problem at their home pools all the time, and it's an easy fix. You shock it with chlorine and then put an algicide in it, and it's done. Right. Why haven't they done that yet?
Yep. They probably don't have money for the broke. Chemicals. Yep, exactly. They spent money on this big grand opening ceremony, which I didn't even watch. I've heard it was good, though.
I didn't watch it.
No. No, we were in bed, I think. Anyway, so the U.S. Olympics, world, the gymnast, the girls gymnast, number one in the world, woot woot, it is the best team of all times, maybe ever, to have hit the Olympics. Yeah, they're awesome, woohoo. But they won out of the overall categories. They won by 8 points. This is unheard of.
I don't know what that means.
It means that they beat people by 8 points. Like, there, okay. There was an 8-point gap, and it hasn't been done since like 1968. So I mean, these girls are awesome.
Yay! I'd rather watch hockey.
Yeah, this is true. But so also Michael Phelps's redemption.
He mm-hmm. just lost, by the way, too.
Did he really?
In the butterfly.
Well, he redeemed himself from his 2012 Olympics, right? 2012 Olympics, where Michael Leclos, I think was how you say that guy's last name, beat him in the butterfly. Butterfly is Michael Phelps's, it's his stroke.
I mean, he just lost in some butterfly.
Probably a shorter version
from
of it.
Some, I think it was the country's first gold medal ever. Oh, Singapore, wow. I think? Something huh. like that, yeah.
Wow. But a lot of things have come up from this because, you know, Michael doesn't like...
We referred to him as Michael now because he's our bro.
He is because, no, see, there's this whole new thing now. There's a saying. It's called, oh, that's Michael. That there's a saying now that people are going around saying, oh, that's Michael. That he was sitting in, like, the prep room, the game room, you know, getting ready to go out
mad
to
as
the
fuck.
Platform. Yes, and he gave the death stare to Michael Leclos. And everybody's now, all the memes are all now, that's Michael, and that's just how Michael does. And I don't know, I feel like he's my bro now. Like, I got love for him, yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I've always liked Michael, and then when, you know, the whole thing with the marijuana happened.
Who cares?
He's not
the president, he's a freaking Olympian, he can smoke a little weed if he wants.
I mean, I don't care, but... I don't know. I mean, I know it's not a drug-enhancing type thing. You know, marijuana isn't drug-enhancing.
Tell him to do that before he goes swimming and see how good he does.
Well, see, that's my thing. See, like, you know, there's this whole big background noise about, you know, all these drug enhancement usage of a lot of Olympians, especially some of the swimmers. I think it wasn't Missy Franklin? No, it was the other girl.
And the one that talks a lot of shit, which
yeah.
is good.
Yeah. The Lecky, she was saying how, you know, this other girl was using these drug enhancement.
She beat her ass.
Yep, and she beat her. But they're, you know, talking about how they don't want that in their world, basically, in the swimming world or in the Olympics in general. They don't want people, right, they don't want people to use these things. But, you know, Michael Phelps did marijuana, and like I said, I know that's not an enhancement drug, but I don't know, is it kind of like, you know, calling the kettle black for him to say, you know, you shouldn't do that, but then here he is using another drug.
It has nothing to do with anything. That doesn't affect his performance in a sport.
How do you know that?
Because go smoke a joint. You're going to fall asleep.
I mean, I understand
that. That's like drinking and then trying to swim however far they swim. It's not doing anything to them performance-wise except negative. So if you want to smoke a joint and go perform in the Olympics and fail, then be my guest.
Well, see, I've read some stuff where...
Bitch.
Like what's the thing in marijuana, is it THC?
Yes,
THC, where they're actually doing a lot of research with marijuana without the THC in it, and it's actually having like effects on your skin. So, you know, swimmers, they actually shave their entire bodies to make them
cup
Yeah, in the cup.
That's disgusting.
Well, it's not disgusting.
It's horrifying.
It seems to be like a proven kind of
it's not proven. There's like no research on it.
Nuh-uh.
Supposedly.
Okay, I watched Karate Kid, the version with Jaden and Jackie Chan, and they did the cup thing, and it healed him, okay?
You cut my balls.
Totally off topic, okay? We're not even anywhere near your balls right now. That's terrible. I was just curious, what the spin would be if people were to be like, well, you use marijuana. I mean, should you be,
Yeah, but that's stupid.
Why?
Because marijuana doesn't do anything like that. It's negative.
I don't think it's negative.
No, I'm saying if you're doing a high performance sport like that, it's negative.
Oh, you think, okay. Gotcha. It would have a negative effect in that matter. But
yes.
If it has an effect on his skin where it makes him, smoother in the water, I mean,
he still would be slow because he's hungry. He wants a Twinkie.
Well, do Twinkies float?
I don't know. How about we try that?
Can we?
No. Okay.
Well, fine. Well, so we're coming up on September. And typically, Apple is releasing their new phones every September around that time frame.
Oops. Fucking deal.
Bear with me for a second. So I didn't realize that they actually released the iPhone SE back in April because they were trying to get into a different type of market where their phones could be sold at a cheaper price. But basically, it's a 4-inch screen and it's the iPhone 6, but just smaller. And it's only $399, but
only $399. See that right there just pisses me off. Only $399.
Well, I think they say only $399 because it is the iPhone 6, but in a 4-inch phone rather than the huge, whatever the iPhone 6 is.
Garbage. That's crap. $399 is a butt ton of money.
No, it is a lot of money. I'm not saying only as in it's not a lot of money, but only compared to what you would be paying for your iPhone 6.
Yeah, but you can't just compare it to that. You have to compare it to all the competitors, Android, whatever.
Well,
and you have high-performing Android phones.
I'm doing apples to apples here, babe.
Oh, literally. Oh, I see what you did there.
Oh, yes. I'm very intelligent. But iPhone 7 is going to be released September 7th. Huh?
They didn't do WWDC already, did they?
Not yet. No, that's coming.
No, did that. They did.
They did?
I think. Oh, I don't know. Maybe.
They're having a press conference about the phone, I guess, a week before. Yes. I don't know if that's the whatever you
no,
said.
No, I think they do two big events a year. They do that WWDC, and then around, like you said, September time, they come out with their they bring out the hardware.
Right.
They do the software, and then they do the hardware.
Right. Well, they've kind of been talking about some things. Like, some things have leaked about what's going to be included with the iPhone 7. So, no headphone jack.
Which is insane.
Why?
Because Bluetooth headphones aren't good yet.
Well, they're actually saying that what's going to happen is you're going to have lightning headphones. So, how you have your lightning
port. Okay, so that's cool then.
Well, you're going to use your lightning port for headphones, but it's basically going to be the same quality as your old headphone jack. And I forget what that is. The old headphone jack is not DC. Is it DC?
I don't know. Don't ask me. This is you.
I didn't write that down. But it's going to be the same quality, basically, as the headphone jack. So it's like you're just making an extra step for everyone to have to buy this new cable, usual.
Okay, so if I'm sitting at my desk at work and I want to listen to music without interrupting people, which is allowed at my job, as long as you have headphones in, can you charge your phone and listen to headphones at the same time?
I guess not.
Fuck that.
Huh, I didn't even think about that. They were talking about how the actual lightning jack was going to be for your headphones, but I didn't even think about it. You won't be able to charge your phone.
They're going to have some kind of splitter or something, which is something else to buy.
Exactly.
That's so all your headphones that you have, unless they're Bluetooth, are worthless now.
Well, even with Bluetooth headphones, you have to have another cable to charge those. I mean,
well, no, but you can still use them with your iPhone.
No, yeah, but you have to have a lightning cable for your phone, and then you have to have a cable for your wireless headphones. You know what I want to invent? I want to invent a cord sorter, like almost like a pillbox for your cords.
That sound actually, like an old lady.
Winds it. I am. I'm so old recently. You know, it's my birthday month and I'm so old. Okay. So, they also have dual cameras in the iPhone 7. So it's going to take better pictures, more definition. It also is going to have two speakers. It's the first stereo speaker phone. So it's going to be like almost like a boombox.
I think that's
in a
crap.
Phone.
I don't believe that.
Why?
Because I feel like there was another phone that came out that had like surround sound in it.
Oh.
An Android phone.
Well, maybe it's the first iPhone that has
well,
stereo.
Well,
yeah,
that's
speakers.
True, but.
That's, yeah, maybe that's what it read in the article.
That's fucking stupid.
But also the home button is going to be different. Did you read about that?
No.
The home button is going to be different. And yeah, that it's going to have a different type of reading, different type of sensor. So I don't think it's going to be a push anymore. It's going to be, you know, almost like a sensor feeling.
That's okay. I mean,
you're into all this techie stuff. You're not more excited.
I'm not because it's an iPhone and because it's going to cost $800. I'm not buying a phone that's $800.
What, iPhone 7?
Yeah, it's going to cost that much. That's insane. That's freaking 28 mortgage payments.
Yeah, and honestly,
I'm kidding.
No, honestly, it's going to be another. I don't think they're changing the size. It's going to be the same size as the iPhone 6. So it's going to have a few different.
They're probably
going to
have the big one and the
on
small
it.
One, or
right.
The iPhone 7 and iPhone 7 Plus.
Right. It's going to be the same thing as the iPhone 6 as far as size goes. But
is it all glass?
I don't think so.
Okay, I thought that they said something about
no,
iPhone.
But in the article, they did call out and said that the next generation, the next year, the iPhone's going to be completely revamped. So,
glass.
So I'm thinking, like, why wouldn't you wait until you got iPhone 8 for iPhone 8 to come out? Why would you jump on iPhone 7? I don't know.
What do you mean, for what?
Well, if they're going to completely redo the iPhone, why wouldn't you wait until iPhone 8 next year?
They are. It's what you just said.
No, I'm saying people, why would people buy iPhone 7?
Because they can't not have the latest and greatest. This country has a bunch of people with short attention spans.
Yeah,
that's why everyone already forgot that Hillary Clinton is a corrupt individual.
Oh, are we going with that topic now?
Well, I mean, not yet. Still your turn.
Oh, okay. Thanks, love. So that's kind of all I wanted to talk about the iPhone. But I also wanted to bring up something that's kind of like near and dear to my heart right now. And since, you know, we've been talking about August is my birth month, August is also Breastfeeding Awareness Month. And I wanted to tell you a little something because I am pro breastfeeding. I breastfed my daughter for almost 15 months and I enjoyed the experience. She and I bonded so well with it. And there's been, you know, all this nonsense in the media about how it makes people uncomfortable to see a woman breastfeeding in public. So I actually saw a YouTube video recently of Alyssa Milano. You remember her, the girl from Charmed?
Yeah.
She has two children, one of which is a little girl, I think is the youngest. And she has been breastfeeding her. And, I think her daughter was like a year and a half or so when this, YouTube video was taken. She was actually on the Wendy Williams show.
Yeah, I remember that.
Do you remember?
Yeah, you showed me that video where she was like, Wendy Williams was anti-breastfeeding in public.
Right. But Wendy, this is literally what Wendy Williams said, and you can go see the YouTube video for what she said. She said that she is uncomfortable seeing a mother breastfeed her child, but she is perfectly fine with seeing, you know, the Victoria's Secret models, or she's perfectly fine with seeing, you know, women, you know, scantily dressed, or she doesn't mind that. She doesn't mind, you know, seeing a woman's breast, but she's uncomfortable seeing a woman breastfeed.
Yeah, it's stupid.
What?
That's stupid.
What? So Alyssa Milano, just her facial expression was like, what are you even saying?
It's because, you know, honestly, that her Wendy Williams saying that is probably because she had nothing else to say because she got caught.
What do you mean got caught?
She got caught being stupid. You know, she jumped the gun and was trying to be all anti something and then running at the mouth. And then when she's thrown the point of the other side, you know, well, you know, when you walk through the mall, the place that you just said you don't feel comfortable seeing women breastfeed, there's a Victoria's Secret there. Do you mind seeing that? No, I don't really care. Okay, what's the difference?
Exactly. Yep.
I don't care. That doesn't bother me. Well, why doesn't it bother you?
Yep.
What's the difference is my whole point. What is the difference? Now, I will say, though, that there are some women out there that like to almost... They kind of make it bad for women that breastfeed.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I told you about the article where one woman sprayed another woman because she made a comment.
Like, that's disgusting.
Come on now. You are making it worse for other women. Just keep it to yourself.
You can't do that. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, if somebody is uncomfortable with it, don't be dumb. Yep. You know, just say, I'm sorry, but my baby's hungry, so he or she's going to eat.
Yep.
Don't sit there and whip your titty out, spray the person in the face, and say, motherfucker? You said what?
I died laughing when I read this article.
I mean, it is funny, but if somebody did that to me, my ass would have citizens arrest their ass and be like, all right, we're going to fucking get me an AIDS check.
Mm-hmm.
Because that shit can carry all types.
It's a bloodborne pathogenic liquid. Yep, definitely. So... No, I just kind of wanted to make the statement to say that I support breastfeeding in public to the extent that, you know, moms, let's do ourselves a favor. If we want, you know, people to be okay with this, then let's make sure that we are doing it in a way that, you know, we're just aware of ourselves.
And you're not spraying people in the face.
Exactly. We're aware of ourselves.
I wish I had something that could spray somebody in the face like it.
Well, you do.
Not really. Okay, next.
What are you talking about? So I wanted to also bring up 31 facts about breastfeeding.
You're not going
to
read all 31.
No, I'm not going to read all 31.
Holy shit. There goes the 30 minutes.
No, just a couple that I really liked. It was an article of 31 facts about, you know, what breastfeeding is really all about and what it's good for.
I think we might start linking to these articles in our show notes. So if you guys want to read up on all this stuff that we discussed during the shows, we're going to start posting the links.
Oh, so I... Okay. So
you don't have them? Maybe not this time.
Okay. Going forward. How about that? I'll have to find these articles again. So a few of the ones that I wanted to kind of touch on, you can save between $1,200 and $1,500 a year on formula.
I believe that.
Oh, my God. But just think about it in comparison. My body produced $1,200 to $1,500 of breast milk a year. That's a lot of freaking money in milk. Good. Yeah.
That's very moving.
We're just full of them tonight, aren't we? Love it.
One line central.
There you go. It also reduces the risk of breast cancer in women, and it reduces SIDS in babies, which is, I'm sorry, but it's a big fear. It was a huge fear for me when our daughter was younger because, I mean, SIDS is what it is, what it stands for. It's very scary.
I told you about the article I read about how breastfeeding actually works, right? Like,
yeah.
With sicknesses and stuff. Yeah. Like if your baby has a cold, when they're breastfeeding, they're actually shooting their saliva and stuff inside of the booby a little bit, I think, which in turn tells the mom's, you know, antibodies on and stuff, and they send the right antibodies into the milk to help cure the baby's sickness. That's crazy as shit.
Yep. Yeah, there is nothing like breastfeeding. I mean, if you can, I mean, it's not the end of the world if you can't breastfeed.
But you gotta try, I think.
You should. You should definitely
And don't give up fast. I mean, Lynn's had problems at first with breastfeeding, and you just gotta stick with it. And you have to try a bunch of different things. Like, we had to do the nipple shields and all that stuff. But, I mean...
Yeah.
Just try to honestly ask your pediatrician also if they have like a breastfeeding coach because
lactation consultant love.
That's the same thing.
I'm just saying.
But that's a scientific word. I'm no scientist. But yeah, I mean, because ours actually had one and they helped a lot.
Yes. Yes, she did. She was awesome.
Like the first day we went in there, that baby started breastfeeding. Mm-hmm. It was insane. Like we tried and tried. We were finger feeding for the first week of her life.
No, it wasn't the first week.
First like 3 or 4 days.
Two. 2 days.
No, but two days at the hospital and 2 days after.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, the first day we went into the doctor, she was like, let me see, you know, set yourself up. And boom, she took. I said, what the fuck? I said, I wish I'd have known you 2 days ago so I could have got some goddamn sleep.
Yep. I mean, there was also underlying factors with that. But back to my points here. But it also burns calories. Which, you know,
so you're sitting in a chair just burning them.
Yeah, I'm telling you, you burn like 600 calories while just from breastfeeding. It's insane. And also, it is legal. Get this, legal to breastfeed in public in 49 states. Why not 50 in its territories? I'm not sure. But 49 states, it is legal to breastfeed, so you can do it. But let's just be considerate of our surroundings. Be considerate of the people around us. Be aware of our bodies. We are doing something so beautiful for our children. Aww. I know. Just let me have a moment here. So just be aware. Let's not give anyone a reason to...
Don't spray people in the
exactly. is the moral of that story.
I mean, like, if you're breastfeeding and somebody comes up to you and is like, that's disgusting, just say whatever. You know, just let it roll off your back. Just say, I'm sorry, but I care more about my child than I care about you.
Yep. You don't like it. Please look away.
Yeah, just look
away. Have a great day.
Yep.
That's all you have to do.
Another thing is insurance covers breast pumps now.
Yes. Oh, that was so awesome.
So if you're looking
to an extent.
Well, if you're looking to buy a breast pump, look through your insurance.
Yep.
Although
it's discounted prices on pump and parts.
Because my buddy at work, he actually just had his 307. I don't know. He's 29 and he has like 5 kids already. This dude's insane. I'm like, dude, how do you do it?
Mm-hmm.
But they just bought a breast pump off their insurance, and he got he's looking at his statement and stuff, you know, his insurance statement and all that stuff. This pump was $99 at Target, right?
Mm-hmm.
Guess how much the company charged the insurance?
How much?
$400.
Good Lord.
And you know what's funny is the insurance company, this is the only place the insurance company approves you to buy a breast pump.
Jeez.
I'm like, you know, you're fucking getting gouged right now.
Mm-hmm.
By four times.
Yep.
Seriously.
Exactly.
You can go to Target, buy the same breast pump for $99, but you guys are sitting there forcing your people that you're insuring to go to this marketplace that sells it for $400 and you're paying them $400.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
Maybe that's why our insurance keeps going up.
Yep.
Stuff like that, but.
No, mine was discounted. I think it was half price, if not a little bit less than half price.
I feel like his was free.
Yeah.
It was completely covered. But it was because it was a cheap model, a $99 model.
Right. I think that was how mine was, too. It was it Hand Express? You probably don't know. You probably didn't get that in-depth with the conversation.
I'm pretty sure I didn't. where did you get that breast pump?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What was the suction on it?
Okay.
Well, since we're kind of on this topic of, you know, breastfeeding, I also wanted to bring up that our daughter, along with, you know, all of these other wonderful colds and viruses that she continuously likes to have, she also had a pediatrician at one point that worried us on milestones. And I am to the point where I just want to say, fuck milestones. I can't stand the idea that every child should have hit a certain thing at a certain time because that's, you know, what we think that, you know, they need to do. That's their developmental goal. No, it's not. Every child, every baby is different, okay? You cannot compare one child to the next. Sure, there's a curve. There's about an age of where kids should do things.
Yeah.
But to the extent that these pediatricians are like, oh man, you know, if your child isn't walking by 12 months, then we might want to take your child to physical therapy. If your child isn't talking by 2 years, then you're going to send your kid to speech therapist. It's absolutely asinine. It's like, okay, I understand that kids have to be, you know, within a certain range. I can get with that. But if you tell me that it has to be by 2 years, it has to be by 12 months, it has to be by, you know, fuck off.
Yep.
They're kids.
I know.
They're babies.
Well, like you, your friend that they said, oh, he doesn't know his body parts, so something's wrong with him. It's like, well, maybe he knows his colors instead, or maybe he knows animals instead. Maybe she didn't say, here, what's your face? What's your arms? What's your eye? You know, depends on what the parents work with him at, too.
Yep. We have another friend who has a child who has been early on every single milestone, from sitting up to smiling, laughing, walking, crawling, and he happens to be a little bit delayed on talking. He is almost 2 years old, and because of that, the pediatrician is now saying, well, you might want to consider taking him to a speech therapist. So that way, you know, we can evaluate just to make sure that, you know, he doesn't have any issues as far as speech goes. And it's like, why? He understands commands. If you tell him, you know, give me that, or, you know, go over there, grab and bring back to me. He understands everything. And yeah, he's smart. You can see it. You can tell he's been early on all of his other milestones. Why stress the parents out and say, you might want to consider taking him to a speech therapist? Why?
Well, we had the same problem with our daughter with walking. So it's, they all do it.
I don't understand it, because all you're doing is stressing out the parent. And it's like, we have enough to stress out and worry about with, you know, all of these random viruses and illnesses that they come down with. It's like, let's just add a little more on your plate of, you know, they might not be doing what the next 2-year-old is doing. Fuck off.
Yeah.
So sick of it.
Yeah. Well, they got to stay in business somehow. So.
Yeah, I guess that $15, $20, $25 copay. Here you go.
Plus whatever the insurance pays them.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, it's my turn now.
Okay.
Because we're blasting through this time. And it's our crowded presidential field of winners. We've got
epic winning.
We've got two winners running for president of the United States right now. And they're just great individuals, all two of them.
I saw a meme. I got to tell you this. Donald Trump was Lord Voldemort. And
oh, my God.
Hillary Clinton was the lady, the teacher that became the headmaster, the really mean one that wrote on Harry Potter's hand. Oh, I can't think of what her name was. Oh,
Tits McGee?
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Fuck no.
Yes, you do. It was the lady, the really mean lady. But anyways, it was a hilarious comparison, because it's basically you're comparing two evils at this point.
All right. So what I wanted to say about, I'm going to start with Trump. We're just going to break down like the past week of these two buffoons.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So the first thing Trump says was Second Amendment people can take care of business with Hillary Clinton. You know, he was talking at a rally and he said that it would be a bad day when Hillary gets in office, because she's going to appoint her Supreme Court justices and take away Second Amendment rights. And he said that there would be nothing you can do about it. And then he comes off and says, well, there's something the Second Amendment people can do something about it. And that would be a horrible day. I said, oh, my God, dude.
Shut your mouth.
That guy is a buffoon. He is dumb as fuck.
I seriously feel like stepbrothers were in there. They're in the interview. It's like, just shut up. Shut your mouth.
I fully believe that he is a plant.
We're going there?
Yes.
We're going there.
He's a plant because Hillary Clinton is unelectable on her own merit.
I agree. Because you have all these, you know, scandals that Hillary Clinton's involved with, and all Trump has done is said mean things, but it's mean things that he doesn't need to say.
Well, my whole thing is, it's like, okay, some bombshell email thing comes out about Hillary Clinton, which I'll get to in a minute. But this major thing comes out on the news. The media actually covers it for 30 seconds, because then all of a sudden you see Trump coming out and saying dumb shit like that. Like, another thing that he said this week was, Obama is the founder of ISIS. I said, okay, what the fuck did you just say?
Mm-hmm.
He said, Obama is the founder of ISIS. Hillary Clinton is the co-founder of ISIS, which, okay, dude, reword that some to get your point across less dumb. Like, the whole thing is, why don't you say it like this? Obama and his policies could have created the vacuum that created ISIS. That is more of something that you can say and people would be like less likely to criticize you for it?
I guess. I don't know. He just opens his mouth, and I get it. It's what got him noticed at first, you know?
But you're the fucking nominee now. You're done.
Exactly. It was how he got, you know, so popular in the very beginning is that he wasn't being politically correct.
Yeah, but he was talking about things that most people are afraid to talk about.
Right. But now we're so far in the game, you need to start looking presidential if you want to be the president.
Well, my whole thing is, it's like he said all the right things at the beginning to get people to vote for him in the primaries. And now that he is the nominee, you know, there's really nothing anyone can do about it. He won fair and square. It's like now he's also throwing his own team under the bus. It's so weird. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I win. Now you guys are fucked.
Yeah. Well, I told you from the get-go that, you know, I think that the parties are going to have to reevaluate themselves and maybe even recreate themselves.
We'll see. I really want to see Gary Johnson on that stage, though. I want to see him talk because from what I've read about him, is I kind of like some of the stuff that he says, but
yeah,
we'll see.
He has to get, what, like 15% or something like that?
I think he's 15? At 20.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow. So he'll be there then.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure he's got a slot. But anyway, now the new stuff about Hillary, I got to cover both sides because I'm neutral. I don't like either one of them. They're both shit stains.
Lord Voldemort and Dolores Umbridge. Ha! Googled it real quick.
Okay. So Hillary, she just came out. She didn't come out. Somebody else did. Judicial Watch sued, I guess, the State Department for some emails, you know, another email scandal. It's like, bitch, you don't know how to fucking use goddamn AOL. Stop fucking dicking around. But anyway, they sued for some emails and they just got them. I think the Department of Justice was like dragging their feet on it because they knew that there was bad shit in them, you know. So they finally got them and it showed pay to play politics.
Mm-hmm.
You donate to the Clinton Foundation, you get access to high level State Department employees.
Well, isn't this the second round of?
Well, now it's proven. And you know what's really weird about all this is the FBI earlier this year requested from the DOJ to investigate the Clinton Foundation for stuff like this. The DOJ said, oh, we don't have enough evidence for that. It's like, oh, yeah, now you do, motherfucker. So let's open this shit back up.
Yeah, well, here goes Kami again. We are not going to prosecute, even though it is laid out in this beautiful map that I'm going to put before you.
Even though I literally just drug her face through the dirt.
Yep, exactly. But like we've said, you know, I mean, even if he were to bring it against her, then you have Loretta Lynch who will, you know, dismiss it. Even if she were to take the case, then you have, you know, our President Obama who will pardon her. So, I mean, he had nowhere to go. So why not? We don't have enough evidence right now.
Yeah, but now you have, it's weird. It's this is the type of shit that you see in other countries. Corruption, political corruption. This is the type of shit you see in other countries that are completely corrupt. It's fucking worrying to me.
Yep.
Because people, I don't know if they're just dumb or what, but no, it seems like no one cares.
Yep. Well, see, that's the thing. People care more about mean words that are being said than they care about the corruption in our government.
I don't like Trump either.
I fully agree with you. I think, like I said, Lord Voldemort and Dolores Umbridge. Yeah. But
the fact that we're in this position is so bad.
Exactly.
How the fuck? I mean,
it's nuts.
It's already been known that she didn't win this fair and square.
Yep.
So what are we doing here?
Yep.
It's so bad.
It's like we have to go forward. Why? Why do we have to go forward?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Why can't we start over?
It's literally two pieces of crap that that people have to vote for.
Yep.
I mean, because although people should just go out and if they like Gary Johnson, they should just vote for him, or Jill Stein, whatever you got to do, just vote for him. I mean, fuck. I don't know. It's horrifying to me, though.
I agree.
That these two are the potential leaders of the United States.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep. We're being punked, I swear. Where is Ashton Kutcher?
It's really weird to me, though, that people...
He likes breastfeeding, by the way.
That people just, they gloss over the whole scandal thing that's going on with her. I mean, like, they've even done, like, a like an average of media coverage time for Trump versus Hillary.
Mm-hmm. And he's got free publicity, basically.
Well, it's not good publicity.
No, publicity is bad.
It's bad when you're running for the president of the United States and you say dumb shit. But anyway.
Still free.
They fucking covered Trump's words more than they've covered documented corruption of Hillary. It's crazy. It's
That's it. That our society is more worried about mean words than corruption. That's nuts.
Yeah, but the media and the fact that they cover one candidate more than they cover the other. Of course people are not going to like Trump more than they like Hillary because everything they see about this guy is negative.
Mm-hmm. Well, he makes it so easy.
He does. He just gives them nothing but ammunition.
Exactly. Shut your mouth.
Like I listened to an interview of Trump by I think it was a conservative radio host. And he was talking to Trump in a way that was almost guiding him to clarify his position on saying Obama is the founder of ISIS. He was like, he was trying to get Trump to tell him exactly what I said earlier. Obama created the conditions for ISIS to rise.
Mm-hmm.
And he was guiding him. He was like, I'm gonna hold your hand, bro. Let's make you sound better than you do, you big dumb fuck. he almost like wrote him a fucking letter and sent it to him and said, read this shit on air.
Exactly.
But he wouldn't take it. He said, but what you meant was Obama created the conditions. He said, no, I meant he's the founder of ISIS and she's the co-founder of ISIS. And the dude was like, yeah, but what you're really trying, he like tried a couple times. He said, but what you really meant was he created the, and he was like, no, I meant that he was the co-founder. And and then Trump was like, did you like that when I said that? He was like almost looking for approval. And the dude was like, no, I didn't. I thought it was dumb.
Yep.
You know? Mm-hmm. So he's like, dude, I really just tried to salvage what you said.
Yep.
So that people, you know, you go on another interview and you say, no, you can listen to this interview I did with, I think the guy's name is Hugh Hewitt. I'm not exactly sure if he's a conservative host or not, but he sounded like he was because he was guiding this. He was trying to help him.
Yeah.
You know, so. All right. Well, you got anything else?
I think we've stopped this podcast, a total of 4 or 5 times.
Yes.
To check on our daughter.
She's cried a couple times and we've had to push the pause button. So if there's hard breaks in here that you're like, man, what the fuck? It's because of that.
So from the sleep-deprived house of the unholy union, I hope you enjoy your warm, comfy bed tonight. I am so envious.
And your solid 8 hours of uninterrupted sleep.
Shut up.
We will see everyone next week. Hopefully you tune in. And if not, okay, bye.
And don't forget about our email, unholyunionpodcast@gmail.com.
That's it. Bye now.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.